If you cut yourself at work, if you fall over at work, usually there's someone trained in first aid to help, and there'll be a first aid box as well. What if you're experiencing the first stages of mental illness? It's much less likely that you'll find someone in the workplace who's trained to spot the first signs of anxiety or depression. Mental Health First Aid aims to change that by encouraging companies in the private sector to have mental health first aid offices positioned in workplaces. Natalie Bavopoulos is the Deputy CEO of the Mental Health First Aid Australia, and she's with us now. Natalie, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
What does a mental health first aid officer do?
So a mental health first aid officer would provide mental health first aid to a co-worker that they were concerned about who looked like they were developing the signs of a mental health problem or experiencing a mental health crisis. And they would use the action plan that we teach in our course called ALGI to approach that person, express their concerns, listen to them, and encourage appropriate professional help and other supports if needed.
So it's not treatment per se, but it's the path towards treatment.
Correct. So just like physical first aid, you know, you don't learn how to become a doctor or a paramedic. It's about that initial help to assess whether or not there's a crisis and immediately find professional help, or speak with that person and encourage them to seek professional help and offer that ongoing support until they do seek that help.
How do you train mental first aid officers to tell the difference between what may be an emerging mental illness and what can just be put down to the normal wide variety of humanity, human experience and different personalities?
Well, mental health first aid is quite a rigorous training course. It's evidence-based. We've evaluated it consistently since it's been developed now 15 years ago. And what we teach is the common signs and symptoms of mental illnesses, as well as the signs of different crises like a suicidal behaviour or a panic attack.
What are some of those common signs?
Of a developing mental health problem?
Hmm.
Well, it's change in behaviour consistently. So not just a bad day, which we all have, but a consistent change in behaviour in that person over time.
And change is the word, isn't it? Because some people are naturally uplifted or elevated in their mood. Some people are naturally, because of their personality trait, have a more reflective, introverted personality.
That's right. It's very normal for us to experience stress and anxiety and low mood from time to time. But the key thing is change consistently over time that's persistent, that is getting in the way of their lives or seems to be causing them a lot of distress. And that would be the point where, if you were concerned about that person, that you'd want to make the approach and see if there's any way that you could offer some help.
On the one hand, the workplace is the perfect place to do this because we simply spend so much time there for those of us in full-time work. On the other hand, it's a little bit more complex. One perhaps doesn't want their mental health issue identified in the workplace.
Yes, that's right. I think that in the workplace, people might feel less inclined to offer help or to speak up because of concerns about of gossip or how it might affect their career. But really, the workplace is an ideal place to be offering help or to speak up because, as you say, you're surrounded by your workers, you know, every day for most of the day, and it will be those people around you who are in that position who can offer support and also encourage you to offer help.
Perhaps
and
they're the most second most ideal people to spot change after family.
We think so, yes, because your co-workers are with you every day and they will notice how if it's affecting your work, you know, if you're coming in late or if you're quite tired and not being able to get through your work as quickly, or you're staying back late because you're not getting through your work as quickly as you usually would.
Do you have ethical obligations on your mental health first aid paramedics or officials in terms of confidentiality, that kind of thing?
Well, it's just like first aid again. So we're not putting anyone in any official positions per se, like a doctor. But what we teach in the course is that if there were a risk of harm to the person or to someone else, that is when confidentiality would need to be broken to ensure that safety is ensured. But that's something you would speak about with that person that you're helping, and together decide who else needs to be involved.
And you're encouraging businesses to get one or more of their employees to take this course. How many have taken up that
Well, we've trained over 2% of the adult Australian population now over the last 14 years.
Goodness me.
And yeah. and we've found that because it is spread mainly by word of mouth, that the industries that have picked it up are the public service, healthcare, and tertiary education. I think because these are workplaces where people are at increased contact with people who are at higher risk of mental health problems. But now we're starting to see large employers like Lendlease and law firms like Norton Rose Fulbright taking on the training with the aim of training up co-workers so that they can help each other should a mental health problem arise.
And is there evidence that it actually works? It helps people more than it otherwise would?
Yes. Mental health first aid is a very rigorously evaluated course. We've been researching from day one, and consistently the research shows that participants have improved knowledge around mental health problems, decreased stigmatising attitudes, and increased confidence to help. And they actually do help. We follow up people up to 20 months after training, and they actually do use their skills and offer help to others.
Okay, Natalie Bovopoulos, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Deputy CEO of the Mental Health First Aid Australia.